Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky on objects known as brown dwarfs.
Astronomer Kayvon Stassen of Vanderbilt University calls them failed stars. They started out forming as stars do, but they weren't born with enough mass to ignite and shine as stars. Stassen and colleagues spent 12 years observing two brown dwarfs orbiting each other.
And specifically, as they orbit one another, they periodically block one another as seen by us from Earth. And when we do find such a system, we're able to directly and accurately measure all of the fundamental physical properties of the two objects that make up that system, in this case, two brown dwarfs.
Those fundamental properties of these failed stars include their mass, diameter, emitted light, and surface temperature, which weren't precisely known for any brown dwarf until now.
What we found, to our surprise, with this system is that the lighter one, the wimpier one, is actually hotter at its surface than the heavier one. And we don't entirely understand what that means right now.
Stassen said one possibility is that these two brown dwarfs formed separately, then became bound by gravity later in their lives.
With the detailed measurements of this brown dwarf pair, the path is open now to IDing other objects in our galaxy and determining just how many brown dwarfs there really are. For today, that's our show. We hope you'll join us at EarthSky.org in celebrating 15 years on the radio. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
At EarthSky.org.